The Local Administration and Veteran Affairs Subcommittee will come to order. Members, please remember to speak into your microphones. Lexi, please call the roll.
Chair Toledo.
Here.
Vice Chair Harding.
Here.
Democratic Ranking Member Goff Marcil.
Here.
Representatives Barnaby excused, Bartleman, Cheney.
Here.
Daly.
Here.
Fetterhoff. Gilombardo.
Here.
Joseph. Killebrew. Mello excused, Overdorf.
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Mullica.
Here.
Robinson. Salzman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Woodson.
Here.
We have quorum, Chair.
Thank you, members, and Happy New Year. By your presence, we have a quorum. Please make sure cell phones and other communication devices are turned off and placed in silent mode. If you have a laptop, please make sure the sound is turned off. I also want to remind members to speak into your microphone when voting to ensure our administrative assistant hears your voice. For those members of the public who wish to speak on a particular bill, if you've not already done so, please make sure to complete an appearance form and give it to your staff member. Members, today we have 8 bills. We will first take up CS for House Bill 153 by Representative Altman, relating to the Interstate Compact on Educational Opportunities for Military Children. Representative Altman, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This bill extends Florida's participation in the Interstate Compact on Educational Opportunity for Military Children, better known as the Compact. The compact enables member states to uniformly address educational transition issues faced by military families. The compact governs member states in several areas, including school placement, enrollment, records transfer, and graduation for children of active duty military families. All 50 states and the District of Columbia are compact members.
Members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions. Do we have public comment? We received public comment cards. We have Damaris Allen with the Florida PTA, who waves in support. We have Philip Sutterman with Americans for Prosperity, who waves in support. We have Jamie T. Smith with the Concerned Veterans for America, waving in support. And Shan Goff with the Foundation for Florida's Future, waving in support. See no additional public comments. Members, we are now in debate. Representative Overdorf, you're recognized.
Thank you for bringing this great bill forward. Sincerely appreciate it. Being a former Navy brat and moving around quite a bit, I completely understand, and I really appreciate that this is moving forward. Thank you so much. I'll support.
Any additional debate? Thank you for everything you do for our veterans. Representative Altman, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I wave. I can't do better than a Navy brat.
Thank you. Alexi, can you please call roll? Vote.
Representatives Barnaby? Okay. Bartleman? Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Fetterhoff? Gilombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcil?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph? Killebrew?
Yes.
Mello? Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show CS for House Bill 153 is reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all the military dependents as well. This is a wonderful bill. Appreciate you bringing it up so quick.
Thank you. Now we will take up House Bill 317 by Representative DeSigley relating to substitution of work experience for post-secondary educational requirements. Representative DeSigley, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, members. Happy New Year. House Bill 317 allows the state, counties, municipalities, special districts, and political subdivisions of the state to substitute verifiable related work experience for post-secondary educational requirements of employment positions if the candidate is otherwise qualified for the position. Madam Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions on the bill? See no questions. We have received public comments. Phillips Sutterman with Americans for Prosperity waves in support. And Shan Goff with the Foundation for Florida's Future also waves in support. We are now in debate. Members, is there anyone wishing to debate? Representative Oberdorf, you are recognized.
Two for two. Hey, Representative Sigley, thank you so much for bringing this bill forward. It's a very important milestone to recognize that folks work very hard and gain a lot of valuable experience out there, and then to be able to apply that to secondary school. I think that is a fantastic bill. Really proud to support this. Great job. Thank you.
Any other members wishing to debate? Thank you so much for bringing this bill forward. I love this, and I love what I do because I get to bring bills like this forward. So thank you. You are recognized to close.
I'll wave close.
Representative Sigley, having closed, Lexi, please call the roll on the bill.
Representatives Barnaby? Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Fetterhoff? Gilombardo? Yes. Goff Marcil?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello? Oberdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Bill 317 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next, we will take up PCS for House Bill 721 by Representative Buchanan relating to the authorization of restrictions concerning dangerous dogs. Representative Buchanan, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. PCS for HB 721 provides existing legislative intent of Florida laws being applied consistently across the state and public housing authorities relating to breed-specific bans. And that is the bill.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Representative Oberdorf, you're recognized.
Is anybody else awake? Anyway, just wanted to check in with you. How does this relate to specific breeds such as pit bulls, rotties, things along those lines? And is there something in the bill that addresses that type of animal? Thank you.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you may be aware, Representative Oberdorf, you know, existing state law, there are no bans on specific breeds across the state. There are a few exceptions as it relates to housing authorities and also in striking the last line of this bill in terms of time frames. It would also potentially impact Miami-Dade as it relates to an ordinance there that was passed pre-1990 around it.
Any additional questions? Representative Joseph, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What did you say about Miami-Dade? I just missed it.
You're recognized.
The last line of the bill strikes ordinances passed or adopted prior to 1990. This simply brings the entire state in line with existing state law, and the only county of which I'm aware could be impacted by this currently would be Miami-Dade.
You're recognized for follow-up.
Have you had discussions with the county of Miami-Dade?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've had discussions with various stakeholders within that delegation, in addition to, and I'm also aware my Senate counterpart on the bill has had many discussions with stakeholders who, to my knowledge, have indicated they'd be supportive.
Thank you.
Representative Robinson, you're recognized.
No, I was just agreeing that I had did some background check, and it was something that Miami-Dade had grandfathered in, and this would, you know, do away with that. But it wasn't any, they didn't have any problems with it.
That was for debate. any other questions on the bill? We did receive public comments. Denise Lasher with Best Friends Animal Society wishing to speak. You are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I represent Best Friends Animal Society on this legislation. And speaking with the animal control or animal shelter, county-run shelter in Miami-Dade, they have a 90% threshold measurement that they use when they identify a dog as a pit bull terrier type dog. It's very subjective. So one officer may say this dog is 87%, so you can keep your dog, where an officer in another neighborhood, such as North Miami, North Miami Beach, Miami Gardens, may say this dog is 91%, so you have to surrender your dog. If you go in their shelter, all you see are large bull terrier type dogs. Majority of the dogs are of that appearance. And again, the Senate sponsor has done a lot of legwork in speaking with elected officials in Miami-Dade. Senator Garcia carries a companion bill and has received no opposition to the bill. It's time we move forward as a society that we do not discriminate against anything based solely on its appearance. Research has shown that no one breed has a higher propensity to bite or to be aggressive to another animal or another human being. There's ample research that shows that these discriminatory practices do not reduce the number of calls for dogs that have shown some aggressive behavior. And as a matter of fact, the National Black Caucus of State Legislators are so passionate about this issue that they have passed a resolution that they oppose any laws or ordinances or rules that discriminate or that are breed specific. Florida has a long statute, a long chapter related to dangerous dogs. I encourage you all to read it. It's very specific. There's a lot of uniform requirements that address dogs that are aggressive. And this bill just simply codifies or clarifies that public housing authorities are quasi-governmental and that the state law that currently exists applies to them. So thank you, Madam Chair, for...
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Travis Moore with the Animal Legal Defense Fund. Waving in support. We have Kate McFall with the Human Society of the United States, Humane Society of the United States, waving in support. No additional public comments. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on this bill? Representative Cheney, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair Toledo. I would just like to thank Representative Buchanan for bringing this bill forward. When I was campaigning, I went to thousands of homes to talk to voters, and the only time I was bit was by a Pomeranian. I also have a pit bull mixed breed dog, and she's the sweetest dog I've ever owned.
Thank you. Any additional debate? I'd just like to say on behalf of my German Shepherd, thank you for bringing this dog crimination bill forward. Recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll wave close.
Representative Buchanan, having waved close, Lexi, please call the roll on the bill.
Representatives Barnaby? Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gilombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marceau?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes.
Mello? Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Parsons Mullica?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Churchillito?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show PCS for House Bill 721 reported favorably. Congratulations. Next, we will take up House Bill 531 by Representative Fine relating to Brevard County. Representative Fine, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members. This is a simple bill that in Brevard County only, it's a local bill, that would instruct the Supervisor of Elections to put partisan registration next to the names of every candidate running for election on the ballot other than school board and judicial elections, and that is the bill.
Members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, we've received no public comment cards. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Fine, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I'll wave close.
Having waved close, Representative Fine, Lexi, please call the roll.
Representatives Barnaby? Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gilombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marceau?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello? Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Parsons Mullica?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Bill 531 reported favorably. Congratulations. And now we will take up House Bill 535 by Representative Fine relating to Barefoot Bay Recreation District in Brevard County. Representative Fine, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members. Barefoot Bay is a recreation district in my district. It's one of the largest mobile home communities in Florida. They have a recreation district, and they are seeking to put an a referendum on the ballot that would allow them to change their terms from 2 years to 3 years so that in any one election year, they couldn't have a majority of their council turnover. Their term limits would remain the same at 6 years. That is the bill.
Members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, we've received no public comment cards. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Fine, you are recognized to close.
Wave close.
Representative Fine, having closed, Lexi, please call the roll on the bill.
Representatives Barnaby? Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
DiLombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marceau?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am. Mello? Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Mulica?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Bill 535 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members.
Thank you. Next, we will take up House Bill 497 by Representative Persons Mulica relating to Lee County School District in Lee County. Representative Persons Mulica, you are recognized from your desk.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member, fellow members. It's a pleasure to be before you and presenting a local bill from Lee County, Florida. And back home in Lee County, we've seen an overwhelming call from many in our community for additional, stronger accountability of school district leadership. This bill is simply a response to that call. It's a local bill, applies to Lee County only, and gives the voters of Lee County the opportunity to decide at the 2022 general election whether our superintendent of schools should be an appointed or elected position. That opportunity to vote on that matter is provided for in the Constitution if we approve by a special act to put that on the ballot. Our local delegation unanimously supports this local bill back in Lee County. It's also an honor to have our fellow member, Representative Gia Lombardo, as a co-sponsor on this bill. The last time Lee County voted on this item was in 1974. And it was pretty fun to do the research and interesting. I even have the record of elections by precinct from 1974, where a total of 38,198 Lee County electors participated, and it passed with just 50.4% of the vote. So this bill would merely take that question back to the voters of Lee County and ask for them to decide whether this position should be an elected or appointed position. And members, that is the bill.
Having explained the bill, members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, receive public comment by Josh Gorgon with Southwest Florida, Inc., and waves in support. No additional public comments. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Persons Mulica, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I'll waive close, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Representative, having closed, Lexi, please call roll on the bill.
Representatives Barnaby? Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
DiLombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marceau?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph? Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello? Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Mulica?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Bill 497 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, members.
Next, we'll take up House Memorial 505 by Representative Daly relating to the Florida National Guard. Representative Daly, you are recognized to explain the memorial.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Memorial 505 asked Congress to increase our National Guard force structure allocation. In just the past year and a half, due to COVID-19, the Florida National Guard has expended the same number of work days within the past 18 months as they have within the past 20 years. Florida National Guard has been meeting its mission goals with just over 12,000 troops. However, this has meant several activations for the same soldiers again and again, ultimately leading to excessive fatigue, retention, and readiness issues. Even though Florida is the third most populous state, we rank 53rd out of 54 out of all the states and territories in the Guardsmen to Citizen ratio. Florida has roughly 21 million residents and 12,000 Guardsmen. That equates to one Guardsman for every 1,800 citizens. In contrast, the state of Alabama has the same number of allotted Guardsmen, but only approximately 4.9 million residents. That equates to one Guardsman for every 408 citizens. Floridians have depended heavily on the brave volunteers of our National Guard over the years. We owe them a great debt of gratitude. We call on these men and women when disaster strikes. Now they need our help. The National Guard needs proper troop numbers based on the size of our state and the propensity for natural disasters. And that's what this memorial will do, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions on the memorial? Representative Joseph, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we had this question already, but I just wanted it for the record. How does your request interrelate with the governor's request for his own independent, whatever you want to call it?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Completely separate. This would just be in a changing of the force allocation, so the troop number permitted by the National Guard Bureau out of Washington, D.C., specific to the Florida National Guard as it exists today.
And in Madam Chair, follow-up?
You're recognized for follow-up.
In terms of the chain of command, who would they be responding to?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this would not change that setup. So right now, our Florida National Guard falls under the governor unless they're federally activated, in which case they would fall under the president. That doesn't change under this memorial. Thank you.
Are there any additional questions? Seeing none, we received one comment card by Lieutenant Colonel Adam McCurry with the Department of Military Affairs, which is waving in support. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Representative Woodson, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Webb Daly, great memorial. Anytime we have an opportunity to do anything beneficial for our men and women, I stand with you and for it. Thank you for bringing it up.
Thank you. Any additional, Representative Smith, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And Rep, I just want to thank you for bringing the bill forward. It's probably the most common sense piece of legislation that deals with National Guard and to be able to help our state. And, you know, having served in the military and deployed overseas and worked side by side with, you know, what some people think the weekend warrior kind of, absolutely not true. Our National Guards, men and women and our reserves that work with active duty are just as qualified, just as competent. And we need to get this balance right. So thank you for bringing the bill forward, and I hope you'll entertain my co-sponsor request that I sent to you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional debate on this bill? Representative Daly, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be brief. I just want to thank you all. This is a bipartisan, common sense piece of legislation that we can send up to Congress. I want to thank many of you. We've already sent a letter to the Secretary of Defense asking them to look into it as well, and I think we had over 70 signatures on that letter. So bipartisan, common sense, and to help our folks in the Florida National Guard. And with that, I ask for your favorable support. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Representative Daly, having closed, Lexi, please call the roll on the memorial.
Representatives Barnaby? Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gilombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marceau?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello? Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Memorial 505 reported favorably. Congratulations. Members, thank you for your work today. This concludes our meeting agenda. Our next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, January 19th. Once we adjourn, please remember to exit promptly so our sergeant staff can prepare the room. Seeing no further business before the subcommittee, Representative Woodson moves that we rise without objection. The meeting is adjourned.